This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
With Karen and Chris.
Angeline's behind us. Angeline's behind us. This is okay. Start recording.
I'm already recording. Holy shit. I'm recording.
Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
And this is Karen Kilgariff.
The car is very close, but yeah. The one behind us, which
importantly.
Is very close also, is a pink Corvette driven by the one and only.
Angeline, Steven, can you get a picture?
I got a picture.
Oh, I'm so excited.
People get, there she is.
There she is.
Oh,
she's so famous.
Look at the gloves.
She's
look
so
at the
famous.
Gloves.
Angeline, my belief system growing up in LA in the 90s is that it was good luck if you saw Angeline.
Is it?
Yes, that's what me and my friend Laura Milligan, Danny Ceballos, I believe, was a purveyor of that belief. And we would just always say, if you saw her, something good was going to happen.
I like that. Just mainly because I like pink so much more than green. I don't care about this St. Patrick's Day leprechauns to everyone when they pinch you for not wearing green. Come on. Pink I'll wear.
You're anti-green.
I don't want, not, I mean, there's certain, when you are wearing like an army green or something and it's within a plaid pant.
Uh-huh.
Because you know how I'm wearing plaid pants and kilts. But yeah, I'd rather wear pink. It's okay. My point. And I'm glad that's the lucky color for me from now on. This person.
Jesus!
They are the worst.
Sorry,
Steven. That was a terrible, what do you know? It's a car riddled with dents. What a surprise.
That car cut in front of me and then took a right turn in front of me, so it just slammed the brakes on. Sorry, I was so loud. Will you not make me sound like a monster, Steven, on that moment?
I'll make it sound very like, oh yes, we're stopping now.
Oh my gosh, I'm scared.
It was weird how for a minute Karen had an English accent and seemed very concerned. Tell me the story of Angeline, because I don't know anything about her.
Now, she's very mysterious. And
yes.
Essentially, she had a sugar daddy in the 80s who would put up billboards of her. And she was one of the first, I would say, she was revolutionary and trailblazing in the world of getting a ton of plastic surgery in Los Angeles.
Right.
So she had big, circular, fake boobs. And she had kind of a very round baby face. And so she had a real, like, a blonde Betty Boop. 80s blonde Betty Boop feel.
Right.
And she just would drive around in this famous pink Corvette and just try to be famous.
Right.
And so she got famous for, like, at the beginning of every Eddie Murphy movie in the 80s, there's a shot of an Angeline billboard.
Oh, wow.
And it kind of symbolizes, like, the emptiness and frivolity and, you know, sin-based, setup of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I was trying to sound smart, but then I really didn't believe in myself at all.
You're preaching to the choir. I'll start with a real catchy tune and then I just kind of faint. But that's so common now. She was like one of the first, everyone always says Kardashian, but people that just create fame for themselves.
Right.
She did it. By flyering and billboarding.
That's right. She grassroot campaigned it in a way that I respect. And also she had that thing of like, she was very like lingerie based, and she wasn't necessarily an actress.
Right.
Like, it wasn't like, it didn't seem like she was trying to get parts in movies. She just wanted renown, it seemed right. like. But now, because she's probably in her mid 70s, like she's been doing it for a while. So she's in her either late 60s or mid 70s. She wears a veil across her face, like a Disney cartoon of the Middle East style harem veil.
Kind of like Michael Jackson did in the end. And they have a very similar, no, I mean, that sounds, but if you do enough plastic surgery, you get that pointy pixie kind of transparent skin.
Yes.
Pointy nose. Pointy nose. Wow.
Tip, ticky, tick.
Oh, man. Tinker Taylor, Tinker Smith, Gary Oldman movie notes. So, but a lot of people, I like how almost everyone celebrates her, because if I think about it, I think it's kind of sad when someone is then just wants to be famous. That's like part of the thing that's wrong with this city. But with her, for some reason, it's cool because she was doing it first.
And also it's honest. I mean, that's the only reason people are here. They're here to make money. They're here to have power over other people. They're here to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
They're here to be worshipped.
You're right. Those are the four reasons.
Those are the four agreements. Read the fucking book if you don't believe me.
It's what I was chanting to myself on the plane on the way here. Let's be honest. I drove.
You drove in a truck the whole time saying, I want to be famous. I want to have power over people. What was the fourth, third, and fourth? I want two other things.
I want it with little to no work.
I want a Shasta.
If I'm good, people will come to me. I don't have to leave the house and ask for things. That's the longer one.
That's the truer one.
Yeah.
They should come to my door, ring the doorbell. I'll decide if I want to answer or not. And then even still give me things.
When I moved here, I did not want to move here. It just lined up to where the person I was dating and then the manager, it's like, well, I guess I have to leave. I was actually enjoying myself in Austin, Texas.
I bet.
That was the one thing all of the comedians there actually said, is that I'm not going to Hollywood. I'm waiting for Hollywood to come to me.
Smart.
And that's just not, that just doesn't happen.
Sometimes,
now more than ever, I suppose.
But. Well, especially, it's those people who said it in the 90s were real.
Yeah.
Visionaries, because, you know, it was going to take us some time. I'm sorry, that's my Italian accent coming out.
Hey, the one thing. You know the secret to pizza crust? You let it take us some time.
Something's going on. Well, we haven't gone to Starbucks.
I know.
So there's some real verbal issues.
We all heard
today.
My ticker, tinky, tiny, tippy, ticker nose.
Taylor nose.
And it's because I haven't had my caffeine.
Yeah.
That really mellows me out.
Yeah.
Helps me enunciate.
Gets you focused.
And or makes everything worse.
And really charges it up a notch.
Yeah.
Oh, I know where there's a drive-thru.
Oh.
We're fucking going to it.
Yes.
Because it's right down the street. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Now I live my life Starbucks drive-thru to Starbucks drive-thru. That's all. The time in between is time wasted. I just want to be at the Starbucks drive-thru.
We should just... But can we just spend a day working there? They're always so happy.
I would.
Today, because you know I've been there today already.
Today, you know this about me.
Yeah, you know this. I've told you guys. You can smell it on me. I reek of coffee. I'm covered with some kind of a pre-made frozen sandwich dust. Because they come with a powder. Oh, man.
Oh, that's gluten powder.
Yeah, yeah.
It's meant to swell you up.
It's meant to swell up your glutes. And I, they were so happy this morning. Everyone was like, and there was kind of a stressful day. There was people waiting. They were being impatient. And none of these workers broke character. They were so happy.
Yeah.
And it put me in a better mood.
I think, can I suggest that the reason is because they get benefits there. So a lot of those people have insurance. They have the peace of mind to know that if they fall down and hit their head on one of those metal counters and split it the fuck open, what's going on here? That they will, Hollywood Boulevard is a buzz, ladies and gentlemen.
Right in front of Jimmy Kimmel's El Capitan Theater. Maybe Maroon 5's doing a street performance on the Chevy soundstage.
What the fuck's going on? This stupid town.
There was, it looked like a circus, actually.
It looked like people pretending something was going on.
That's
there was like a tent with nothing there.
That's what Hollywood Boulevard is.
Yeah.
People pretending something's going on. The only thing missing was animal abuse. So there might as well be a circus.
There was definitely a guy kneeling in the middle of the street with a white, or sorry, a yellow reflective vest on because he was somehow on the safety team.
Oh, right.
That guy was there.
You know that a lot of these safety teams pray before a big function.
They've got to pray. Pray.
You know.
Pray. We've got to pray just to make it today.
I used to practice the too legit to quit hand. For some reason, it took me a long time to get the... It's two and then an L and then two.
Too legit and two.
And then it's just a two and then an L and then a two and then an L and then you do a no thank you karate
chat. Slice around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Too legit to quit.
I think I always would start it and I'd end up accidentally doing the cut it out full house thing, which is way less.
And then putting the L on your forehead and being a loser.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like a trick.
Oh, there's so many things people used to do with their fingers that I'm glad are gone.
Wait, will you text our guest and ask her if she has a Starbucks order?
I will.
Can we have some? This is just a quiet time where Chris texts.
This is just the quiet. Can we get some texting music?
Can we?
It's probably real fun that while we're podcasting, we just give you tasks.
Oh, was that for Steven?
Yeah.
Whoops.
I'm editing it as we're recording it.
It's good.
A whole new method.
This is such a one-stop shop.
I'm happy to provide any kind of instrumental hold music. I'm a big fan of kind of pointless instrumental.
Yeah, and it will be royalty free.
That's right.
Because it's coming from your musical brain.
It all and every idea I have goes like this. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Like you're coming back from commercial on Love Boat episode. An especially romantic one.
Da-na-na-na. No, I can't remember the Love Boat thing.
I like to reveal my age and also exclude most of our listeners, but just talking about Love Boat.
Get out, millennials, if you don't know what Love Boat is, and it absolutely was a real show.
You guys don't know this, but every year I secretly do a Christmas pageant thrown by Fred Willard.
Oh.
And it is filled with stars from yesteryear. And the sweetest man I've ever met. I'm sort of kidding, but I do this show, and it is Fred Willard's Christmas pageant. Yeah.
Shit.
And Isaac from Love Boat was on one of them, and he's the nicest, most nonstop happy person that just laughs and says sweet things to people.
Aww.
I can't remember his name, but Isaac from the Love Boat.
Ted.
You're going to know it.
I'm going to know
it. Oh, God, she's going to know it, everybody.
Because also, you know what's really cool?
His name is Ted.
It's Ted. Give me a second. Because I used to have all those guys. Fred Grandy was was Gopher. that was mine and my sister's favorite show. We were obsessed with The Love Boat.
It's
Ted,
like a comfort
and he goes like
food
this, and points.
Watching. Yeah.
Points to the camera.
Yeah. Especially in the beginning.
Yes. In the opening credits.
Yeah, yeah.
But he also is in a James Brown documentary because he is from South Central and he is fucking talking about black civil rights and it's like 1970 and he is a super badass in this. And it's the weirdest thing because everybody else you see speak is just a citizen that lives in South Central that's like, things have to change.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden here comes fucking Isaac, a young Isaac from The Love Boat, who's like, guess what, everybody? It's the best.
I can't stop liking that guy. Because immediately he was like, what's your story? Let's be friends. And I'm like, aye, sir. And then later on, someone said that to me, but I didn't recognize him because it's been so many years. He was just a sweet man.
Stephen, have you looked it up?
Ted Lang.
Thank you. Lang. I would have never thought of that last name.
Ted Lang. I was going to say Ted Stryker, but that's...
All I could think of was...
Just a cool name.
Ted Knight. Yeah, Ted Knight over and over again.
Anytime the name Ted comes up, the next thing that comes up is Fresca, and then a picture of his head that remains for the rest of the day. I might as well get a tattoo of it.
Just forever. A tattoo of Remains of the Day?
Yes, of Ted Knight's head.
Okay, check this shit out.
Wow. I've always wanted to go to this one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that guy needs to fucking move up and grow up and show up.
And when I look at you, I throw up.
I throw up into this line. Okay, here we go.
This is good. Good work.
Thank you.
Have I ever told you you're a good driver?
Oh, thank you. No, yeah. It's high fucking time.
You're very good at it.
Thank you.
You're very good at it.
Thank you. You know, can I tell you, I was yelling at my dad, move up, you selfish dick.
Yeah, there's plenty of room there.
Yeah, he's just choosing not to. He's not paying attention.
Yeah, he's busy being online ordering more sun hats. several sun hats.
My sister and I are very critical of my father's driving.
Mm-hmm.
And because he is like, he does the thing where he pulls up to a red light and he goes past the first white line and he goes past the second white line.
Does he pretend there's a fire always?
He just does like, yeah, he pretends like he can do whatever he wants. And it's like, you're not driving a fire truck.
Did he used to drive the truck?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's great.
He not only drove the truck, for a while, he was the tillerman.
The back guy. Same with my brother-in-law.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we must have talked about this because my dad took out...
But I have no memory of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because my dad, driving one day, took out a bus stop with... The tiller got loose, and it swung him on the tiller into a bus stop.
Is the fun part of this story how many fatalities there were?
I don't think there were any fatalities.
Okay.
But people did definitely get hurt, including my father.
Really?
And he was involved in a lawsuit because the city was... responsible or, you know, involved because it was their equipment that failed.
I always end up making light of what ends up being a terrible situation. I'm sorry about those people.
Well,
enough time has passed.
It's been a long time. And I also think I should maybe have brought it up. The point was my sister and I always give my dad shit.
Uh-huh.
We always give my dad shit. But one day I realized, because he really is just like the most selfish, insane driver. And then one day I realized he has both a regular driver's license and then whatever the truck driving license is, because he has to.
Oh, wow.
So okay. He's actually much more qualified than almost everybody I know to drive cars. But we like never stop criticizing him. Oh, sorry, that's the theme to MASH. What's the Starbucks theme?
Starbucks ever had a commercial?
I don't think they have Starbucks.
Yeah.
Now you're an American car.
Starbucks.
It's the tourist theme, but Starbucks.
You're right. That's interesting. They've never had one television ad, right?
Mm-hmm. And they do sometimes at Christmas now.
Oh, right.
But like
right.
When they launched, they never did.
No. They just started bringing it out in the streets of Seattle.
Yeah.
And it was an immediate hit.
People love burnt coffee, myself included.
That is the secret, isn't it?
I think it is.
They use many different types of beans and they over bake them.
Yes.
Is it a baking process? Roasting, I believe famously it's roasting.
I think it's broasting.
It's bro.
It's a combination of the two.
It's braised.
Sometimes we are lucky enough to stay in fancy hotels when we're on the road, and they fancy hotels and hipster hotels, like there's a lot of them in Austin, and they love to give you not darkly roasted beans in the coffee, but very light and blonde roasted beans in the coffee when you order like a coffee pot. And it's truly the most disgusting product ever.
You like it dark.
I really need it dark.
Yeah.
Italian style.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you.
Do you?
Kara, I do. I do. I hear you. That's something I say all the time when I want to sound terrible. Kara Quank is our guest today. It's okay if I let just a little cat squeak out of the bag?
I think just you can squeak it out. Just squeak it out of
just
him.
One little kitten out of my giant bag of cats.
About out the guest bag of cats?
And when I think of bags of cats, I think of the opening to Gummo, where these crazy kids are riding around on BMX bikes. There's Metallica music playing, and for some reason, they have bags of dead cats. Isn't that horrifying?
Yes.
It's kind of documentary style, but I don't think any cats were harmed in the making of that film.
No, but I bet you that was real roadkill they found.
Yeah, they probably didn't have the budget for making fake dead cats. It's so much easier to come across real ones.
Those are so expensive because they're made of chinchilla.
Do my stories always are they always sad?
No, that's my stories.
Oh, okay.
No, yours are fine. Yours are fun. It's, you know, kids with cats.
Yeah, exactly. Who doesn't like to be young and have friends?
No, that's the scene that stayed with you in Gummo. The scene that stayed with me in Gummo is the little boy in the bathtub eating spaghetti.
Oh, no, if I remembered it, it would be nothing, you know, plucks at my heartstrings like little boys with spaghetti. Like
in the bathtub.
Like, and the kid on the bus that I've talked about with a little bag of spaghetti.
Oh, yes, that's the best
I
joke.
He's a real person. He's a real boy.
He's
look,
a real
Jason Statham.
Yes.
I feel like, I always think about that kid because it was so weird that, and so embarrassing for him that he had to be bringing home school lunch, like he had to ask for it. He had to leave school with it. He had to get on the bus with all his friends.
Yeah.
And none of them, they're like, yeah, sometimes some of my friends have to bring food home. It really bummed me out.
Yeah.
It will forever.
Here's something I suggest that might help you.
Yeah.
Local schools, if you go in and say, I would like to pay for some school lunches this week, they will provide free lunches for kids. You can go in and be like, here's $100, however many school lunches that pays for,
oh,
can you
wow.
buy? And you can do that for like underserved communities.
That's a great idea.
Isn't that the best? People were doing that on Twitter for a little while when people started learning about how badly funded schools are and like kids that when you shut down a school or people go on strike, there are kids that then don't eat all day because they're not at their public school being fed. Like, that's the reality of some kids in this country. And so people got kind of wind of that, and then they started making those donations. And it's really one of my favorite.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, small and local, but very effective. You could really help people.
You're so good at this. Every time I start talking about dead cats, or you just bring it right to an uplifting public service announcement.
I mean, I feel like it's my job to stay ready,
mm-hmm.
and then you tell your dead cat story,
mm-hmm.
boom, there I am with it, some kind of vague charity.
I love it.
That no one can prove exists, but truly does, but it couldn't be more vague, and I couldn't be saying less of an organized thing.
Yeah, but anyone can go and just say, hey, bring me the lunch lady. I got a bag of money. It's as easy as that. You don't even have to go to a website.
But if you go to a local school, know that if you are a single man, don't go storming around.
Right.
Maybe knock on the door, see if they let you in. Don't go near the playground at all.
Yep.
Just be chill. Send a check in the mail. That's the best case scenario.
Right, right. And do not make any eye contact.
In the mail.
No.
Please.
I don't even know how you'd do it.
But please.
Yeah, Kara said, it's fine. She can wait. It's a beautiful day.
And does she have an order?
She said, no, thank you.
That's bullshit.
No, thanks. I'm good.
Steven, the yush?
Yes, the use. Thank you.
Hi, can I get a venti vanilla latte, hot? And can I get a venti iced coffee, plain? Two of those, please, actually. I have to stop. I've said it before, but I really am stopping drinking mochas because there's no need to drink coffee hot chocolate during the day.
I mean, I don't know until because I always have my bland sugarless, but then when I have the real deal, I'm like, oh man, this is a slice of cake that is in liquid form.
It's the most delicious, but it's like, you know, you gotta, I'm gonna start saving those for a special occasion.
Yeah, or just taper off with the pumps.
Well, I only do one pump anyway, but still, it's too much milk. I said this before on Twitter. One time I yelled, stop drinking milk to myself in my house. But like, I just don't need to be taking in milk all day long.
When I was a kid, I remember a doctor saying, please stop drinking so much milk. I was having a problem with my throat always being, I was always having to clear my throat And he said, you're drinking too much milk.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? That's a real memory, at least.
But
is it information?
Did you do it and did it work?
I don't recall. I think I just had big bad tonsils and they're trying to blame it on the dairy industry.
Okay. But do you still, how's your dairy intake now?
Zero.
Real? Oh, because of your bones and whatnot?
Yeah, because of my brittle bones.
Yeah, I'm going to get there myself.
I go almond.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just too thin for me. I need the fullness.
Wow, she's a Starbucks model.
Yep. I think
that guy was taking her photo.
She
is he her manager or is that a disgusting relationship?
Both.
Yay, Hollywood.
I fully respect a person that can wear gray yoga pants in public. I mean, that's a fit. She's probably a fit model, fitness model or Instagram model.
Yes.
But it's one thing to wear black yoga pants in public, which pretty much everyone does.
Right.
Full range. But if you're going to wear also a midriff shirt and then gray yoga pants.
Wow. Light gray. Kelly gray. Just
flirting with white.
Mm-hmm.
You
might as well wear white.
Just do it, girl.
Yeah.
Next time.
It's just any amount of spotting and like dripping of the coffee. Please know that that's please know that that's what I was talking about.
I thought you were getting menstrual, Chris.
Yeah, you know, I save my period jokes for the end of the episode, much like a sentence. The period goes at the end. Oh, no.
Oh, shit. We got to get Cara Klink in on this shit. We're burning all the good stuff up.
I do feel bad that we are making her. But like she said, I gotta stop feeling bad all the time.
Well, and also, yeah, if she's told you she doesn't mind, that's one thing. If she had answered and said, I have to be somewhere, whatever.
Yeah.
But she's not really like that. I think she's a chill person.
She seems the chillest. That's one of the many things I like about her.
But you know what I'm going to do?
The thing I like the most, she's very funny and she's going to be good. I am going to go ahead and say she's going to be great at this.
I bet she is. No. She's a born chatter. But I'm going to get her a bottle of water.
Yeah.
Just for,
even though she said I don't want anything.
I'm going to say you do want something.
You need to hydrate. We're going to actually make her feel bad about it. We're going to call her dry.
Yeah. I saw you coming from three blocks away. You were so dry. Lady. Get out of here.
It's going to be great.
Now, we may have talked about this already. Uh-huh. If you could drive any car, like any price car, what car would you drive?
Ooh, it makes me seem boring. I just like, you know what I really want right now after trying to snowboard and realizing you cannot have two-wheel drive? I'm just going to get a nice, I want to have a four-wheel drive Subaru. Is that
true? Oh.
Yeah, like the new kind.
That's the best.
Yeah, they're nice.
I just told Lizzie Cooperman to get one of those because she was trying to find a car.
You know what I've noticed? Because they're electronic, do Teslas not need to have license plates? Because they never have license plates. Is it because they have no emissions, so they don't have to play by the rules?
I don't think so. Because then you could crash into things and drive away laughing, and no one would...
Right, no, that's why I'm asking. That's what I want.
Do you think they're on the back and you're only seeing the front with no license plate?
Yeah, I'm seeing the back with just like a bare car with no plate. Like,
maybe they flip around.
Temporary. I think you don't have to go through the emissions and everything. But you, of course, have to pay street taxes.
Pay street prices for street cred.
Maybe it's just the type of person that gets a Tesla. It's like, I don't have to play by your rules.
I bet it is.
I have a space car.
And I'm rich.
I'm rich. We are getting our drinks.
This is quality podcasting.
It's right well, you know what? There's always lulls. Why shouldn't
especially
there be
on this show?
People should, yeah. Not always. Sometimes we're nonstop firing.
Sometimes, well, you know, when we're up in the hills of Burbank, man.
Yeah, it's something about that air. It just keeps us going.
It's magical.
Mm-hmm. Now we're on the flats. It's a lot of, you know,
the flats.
We're in the flats. There's a lot of exhaust. A lot of civilian, a lot of pedestrians. It's hard to like keep your brain flowing. Too many obstacles. Look at those bananas.
Old. Those are old bananas.
Yeah.
Bobby. You know,
boy, the window on when a banana is appetizing to me is getting smaller and smaller.
It's short. It's true.
I mean, I am a person that has garbage in their car. I just have garbage in my car all the time.
Yeah, I do too.
I just throw it down. And sometimes I let it sit there.
Yeah.
I let it sit there for days, Karen.
Till it smells weird?
No, it's never perishables.
Oh. First one. Thank you. Second one. Thanks.
Great. Here, I'll put that somewhere.
Okay, great.
Terrific. We're off. Thank you.
And?
Why did I think there was a gas pump in the back and we were driving off? Because that used to be a gas station. That's why.
Yeah.
I was having the flashback of a memory of a person that got gas there once in the 50s.
That's right. You were embodying that person. Mm-hmm. Fill her up, Mac. That kind of thing?
Yeah. Hey, Mac. Oh, boy, these streets here. That's even going to be audible, right? It caused me to have an esophageal spasm.
The Lower Highland has some real cement problems, everybody. I'll say it.
And I guess it is caused by the swelling and shrinkage of heat and cooling that is weather.
Is that
combined
made up?
With water, yes.
And it's such a gorgeous day because it's been raining, and now the sky is bright blue, and the clouds are big thunderheads.
You can see the mountain, the Hollywood Hill Mountain. What is that hill?
It's the Hollywood Hill Mountain.
It is the Hollywood Hill Mountain. It's crisp. It's vibrant. Looks like it's been through some of the drama filter on Snapseed. It's one of my favorite filter apps.
The drama filter.
Yeah.
Describe that to me. How does it change?
Well, a long time ago when Nikki Glaser was doing more like photography on Instagram and I would, all of her photos look beautiful. I'm like, do you own a camera? She's like, no, it's just the drama filter on Snapseed. And I've taken the reins. I apply that to a lot of my landscapes.
Sure.
And I'll be damned if I don't get tons of compliments. That's the Snapseed filter.
Snapseed.
With the drama option. There's a lot of options on there. You're going to want to go straight to drama. You can save the other options on that app for your mama. Drama's for you. I bring it everywhere. To relationships.
Yep. Drama. Oh, shit. You know where I'm going back up to? That sucks.
Oh.
Where I have to change. I'm going back up to that nightmare that we were at before.
Oh, right.
Get me out of there.
We already hadn't. Oh, okay.
So we go over here to get her.
Well, it's part of this podcast, especially when we are going to the airport. Well, isn't that awful trying to orchestrate the time? Ugh, it would be impossible.
That was the worst.
But today we are adhering to the old plan because we are picking Kara up from what I'm assuming is it was a Hollywood meeting.
Oh, on a Sunday?
I mean, no one goes to Formosa in Hollywood just to have brunch with a friend. That is the epicenter. That's where Seacrest goes in and out.
True. That is true. She must have an Audish or something like...
Yeah, with Access TV.
Love
X's,
it.
Or some other Seacrest-owned... God, Ryan Seacrest is the king of this town, isn't he?
He's doing it all.
He looks a little weird lately. He's finally started to age.
He also, we were just talking about this, when you get plastic surgery face. I wasn't with you.
I was talking with somebody about this,
where after a while, if you get enough plastic surgery, everybody starts to look like the Joker. There's no other way to look with plastic surgery.
Yeah, he used to have like a smile, like he's timidly smiling. I kind of want to show my teeth, but now he goes all the way.
Yeah.
Like he really flexes that face. And he uses all the muscles.
Yes.
Even the ones that you use normally for frowning. He uses those for smiling.
For sinister smiling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, it's funny, my esophageal spasms that I've been happening, that's where I'm eating, and I go to swallow, and the food remains in my chest, and then both pecs, it feels like a heart attack. And it happens every other time I eat now. They're going to put Botox in my... That's
all real?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, esophageal spasms is such a funny reference, but then it's actually happening to
you. You know me. People are like, oh, you look young for your age. I'm like, oh, you should see my insides. It's nothing but And so I'm getting Botox where I'm old on the insides.
Perfect.
I'm getting it. I mean, or it's either that or a balloon.
What if it gives you crazy Beverly Hills divorcee face?
Yeah, just on the inside, though.
So it's more of your attitude.
Yeah. You know, I already have that divorcee attitude.
Girl.
No man's going to hold me down again.
No way. You're a real cougar and a MILF.
I'm a coyote. Oh, it's fun.
Guys, you're going 50.
Yeah.
You're the best.
I wonder when sometimes when people are driving unnecessarily fast, they think other cars are going to be like, oh, wow, I wish I had that kind of confidence.
Yes,
they're showing off.
Yeah, they're like, who is that? Oh, here's Formosa. Great. Who is that danger seeker that I want to be like so much? And I'm just like, actually, most of the time I just want to yell slow down at the top of my lungs.
Yeah, it is, and he deserves it because he was in a Honda CRV. That's not a performance vehicle.
No.
And it isn't equipped for sudden things that might happen in the road.
In the least. And this is fucking LA where dumb people live and drive. So you can't ever go 50 because there will always be someone like throwing a bag of cats out in front of you or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, that's one of my better cat bag stories. It actually happened. And correction, they were specifically kittens.
Holy
there she is! Yeah! Man, we weren't even sure.
Yes.
Oh, God. We're so bad on this.
Sorry. Hi.
Hi. Good to see you, Kara.
You too.
We've been talking about you.
I know.
Sit on it.
We've taken so long. Sorry.
Oh, hi.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, doll. Good
throw everything over your shoulder. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
We were already going to be late.
It's like the first time it's been sunny in a million years.
I'm
enjoying it.
Isn't it nice?
Look at that mountain. Look at the crisp. The crispness, if you will, Kara. Kara, look at the crispness.
The crispness of the Hollywood
Mountains.
Well,
now it's gone, but
really.
Look at the crispness.
Look at the nature we live
look
on.
Look at this gorgeous building.
Look at this Christmas building.
Look at Bossa Nova, the cafe. Gorgeous.
Guys, thanks for the ride.
Hey, girl.
You held your meeting with Ryan Seacrest. Go.
I'm pretty good. I'm hosting American Idol now.
Oh, yes. That's great.
That's been a goal. So
we just made jokes earlier, but it wasn't where I thought. I don't know where he does that, where there's a background. But what was your meeting?
I was at a podcast.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I mean,
you're
do you want to cross promote? a rival podcast?
Yeah, we do. As long as it's West Coast.
Yeah, it was just some podcast that these two girls do called Am I an Asshole? And you just ask questions like, does this make me an asshole? Does this make me an asshole? And most of the stuff I was like, no, I'm pretty perfect.
I'm not
an asshole at all.
Am I an asshole for, like, one of them was like, am I an asshole for being a vegetarian who hates mushrooms? I think it does make me an asshole.
No, it just makes it harder. I know my mom was vegetarian, and most of the burgers and entrees
are
was just a giant portobello.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
That was like the main.
I tried to eat the Shake Shack portobello. It's literally deep fried and filled with cheese, and I still could taste the mushroom.
Oh, wow.
Mushrooms are I mean, if you have that setting, do you like cilantro?
No.
Same here.
Yeah.
There's a certain taste. Mushrooms taste like dirt to me.
Yeah.
Cilantro tastes like soap.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's all these things where I'm like, this is not for eating.
Right.
Don't give me that. Avocado tastes like dirt
this
to me,
is
too.
Great.
Oh, you don't like avocado. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
My stepmom, you know, just sliced, just regular gray mushrooms. She says she can't eat them because she feels like it looks like sliced mice.
Oh, my God.
That's, like, true.
It's horrifying.
That gray color?
Little gray. She's like, it looks like sliced mice. Mm. And it took me actually looking at one. You have to have one in front of you for that to really hit. If you're eating
grab a mushroom
from your kitchen.
Especially a gross canned one. Is there anything worse than canned mushrooms?
Frozen Brussels sprouts.
Mm.
Pretty gross.
We're just listing reasons we don't really like our grandparents right now.
What is going on?
Yes, yes. You
guys, not too much.
You have an album coming out.
I have an album coming out. I have a baby coming out.
Yes.
I have a lot of things going on.
When is that baby coming out?
The baby's dropping in, I think, like 4 weeks.
And then immediately
after. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm like 9 months pregnant.
Wow, that's terrific.
I haven't seen you in like 9 months. Well,
I think I've seen you since I've been pregnant. I just like wasn't telling people. I waited a little longer than most because I want to get work.
Sure.
So I like didn't put it on social media and like was kind of just telling people face to face when I started showing.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, this is not just me getting into carbs. So that's happening soon. My album's coming out on the 8th of March.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's the name?
It's called Undefeated.
No, of the baby.
Which ironically is a reference to getting pregnant. Like I do a joke where I'm like, I've never been pregnant. I'm undefeated. And now,
By
when I recorded it, I wasn't.
Pregnant. Oh, that's amazing.
And now, fully defeated. But yeah, it's my first album. I'm excited.
It's very cool. Where'd you record it?
I recorded it at the UCB East in New York, where I used to run a stand-up show for many years before I moved out to Seacrest Country.
Yes. I love that UCB East.
Yeah, it's great. Well, it's gone now.
The
RIP.
One that was in Chelsea? Really?
Well, the Chelsea one closed a while ago, over a year ago.
Bad problems.
Yeah.
The Chelsea one closed because they were not American Disabilities Act compliant.
Oh.
And I think they thought that they were going to probably get tossed out because of a developer at some point. So they just moved spaces instead of becoming compliant.
Oh, okay.
And then the Beast just closed last month.
Oh.
Yeah. They just closed East because I think East Village rents were just skyrocketing. And they now are at a place called Subculture from Thursday to Sunday. So my show still survived. I have a show called If You Build It that's still.
Yeah.
If you guys ever want to do it, if you're in New York,
you're on. So both UCBs there have moved.
Yeah. So now there's one in Hell's Kitchen. And now there's one that's open 4 days a week in another venue.
And one was affectionately called The Beast.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Because it was UCB East.
Yeah. Oh, The Beast.
The Beast.
Playing the biggest rock and roll.
God, comedy nerds.
Oh my God.
Well, there's nothing funnier to me when like stand-up comics all take a picture together and then they're like Murderers Row. Or it's like, no, dude, you think about ways to describe riding the bus.
Yeah.
Like you're not.
Yeah.
You're relaxed.
You get onto escalators
just a
cautiously.
Bunch of stone cold killers.
Yeah.
Just Murderers Row. Just with all of our metaphors and our similes.
Yeah,
have roommates.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
I do. You're right. There are no murderers with roommates. You just can't pull that off.
No. It's too much to cover.
Why do they? I've always wanted to live alone. What's it pay to murder?
Though I will say, though Ted Bundy had a girlfriend that he lived with for the whole time.
Yeah.
I do a joke about that on my album. If you want to hear the rest, please buy my album.
What a perfect teaser. That was just like the best
album. Amazing.
Rolling that in, just the private lives of serial killer content that you're going to get.
I feel like the last time I saw you was that birthday party downtown at the Irish Bar.
Yeah.
Was it Jared's birthday?
No, it was Neil Casey's birthday.
Oh, it was Neil Casey's birthday. That's right.
Yeah. And we were trying to maybe get our friend to talk to a guy. And there was a lot of things happening.
It was so odd. It was like of this huge Irish bar with a bunch of different rooms. And it felt like you could just go from room to room and be like, I'm like this now. I'm over here now.
There was just like, I'm in the skee ball room now. So now I'm like a guy's girl.
I'm like in college and I'm just having fun with it. Yeah, there was every room was different. And then there was just a bunch of old comedians standing at the bar going, what are we doing with our lives?
There were a lot of comedians there who had gotten babysitters for the night, like a lot.
Trying to make the most of it.
But it was fun, yeah.
Is it all downstairs, that place? I think I know where you're talking. Yeah, I've been there.
You go down.
You know I've been to all the Irish pubs. All the pubs.
We know
One that's made out of an instrument and an animal. You got your cat and fiddle, your pigs and your whistles.
Have you been to the one that it's cranes or whatever? It's like, it used to be an old bank vault.
Oh, no.
So they do a comedy show there, and it's kind of like amazing because even if there's only like 10 people, the acoustics are so good because it's a bank vault. So
where
it like traps
it?
All the sound. It's downtown also.
That's awesome.
Like, Yeah, I think it's called Crane.
That's Jeremy Rogers. He's an ex-pro skateboarder that decided to become a rapper and it didn't work out.
You just saw that person?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's a gamble.
It is. It was a gamble and everyone knew it was.
But do you at some point have to like hang up your skateboard? Like what?
You know
how like you can't swim really? Not swimming, but like you can't
over.
Do ballet
you're,
like past 30.
Over. You're
like what
30?
Is skateboard age?
Late 20s.
You're right. Yeah. Ballet, it's 17. I don't know why I said 30.
He was like mid 20s and he's like, no, I'm at the top of my skateboarding career, but I'm going to rap. And then he had samples of it and everyone's like, oh no, no, you don't do this.
No.
What was his name again? Jeremy?
Jeremy Rogers. Yeah.
He had too many yes men around
Jeremy
him.
Jeremy with an E at the end.
Jeremy clearly didn't have he didn't have an older sister.
So it was like Jerome with an E.
Yeah.
And
he was such a innocent, like, he was such a young, sweet kid. And now he's just got fuck your mom tattooed on his face.
He's headed to the arc light right now, I think, to catch a...
to stick it to the man.
I know. He still gets to go to the fanciest movies.
Just catching a matinee of Isn't It Romantic.
He's out in the lobby. My name is Jeremy, and I'm here to say... Stop it.
Well, there is always a guy outside the arc light trying to sell his rap CD. Have you guys ever been approached by him?
No.
He's like... weirdly charming. He always, like, if he sees you with a friend or he'll be like, lady, like, he kind of gets, if he sees me with my husband, he'll be like, your wife is beautiful. Don't you want to buy her a CD?
He really
gets into it. And so maybe that guy's meeting up with him for like some street team.
He's like, I just am not good at the street hustling part of selling
That's
albums.
That's the only thing I am good at. Let's get together.
There are so many of those guys in Venice, like, selling their music or handing it out. And it's always, I'm like, every time I'm like, I do not have any apparatus that plays CDs.
Do
and
you?
That kind of gets me out of the situation.
We got you a bottle of water.
Oh, you're so nice. Thank you. Do you guys know, has that ever worked? Like, is anyone behind the music story ever like, I happen to give my CD on the subway to...
Ludacris?
Yeah.
Andrew W.K.?
Yeah. Wait.
Well, maybe it's some.
Ludacris gave his CD to somebody on like a subway?
I think Ludacris used to sell his CDs out of the back of his car.
Oh, okay.
At least that's a lyric in his.
I hope that's how he got his name.
At least that's part of his lore.
But he also was a DJ, so he probably didn't have to do that much.
I love Ludacris because to me, he's the funniest rapper.
He's fucking hilarious.
His raps are so funny.
Yeah, he's really
good. Why is anybody rapping about more serious stuff when Ludacris is like
Barry Cologne.
Yeah.
He's the best.
Yeah, my favorite rap has always been sense of humor rap.
Right. Sense of humor rap.
You know, a genre I've created that's been around a while.
And yet there's nothing worse than comedians rapping.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, simply.
Oh, gosh. Nothing. So many try.
I mean, my name is Karen, and I'm here to...
This is the microphone. Take it away.
From me, please, permanently.
Because I shouldn't be doing this as a genre of comedy. See, I rhymed it.
Oh, I don't know. You guys are like,
we're
kind of good. It feels like it was
what a
flex.
Weird on the heels. On the
kind
heels.
Of in your face.
Right? We say, we establish we don't like it, and then give an example, and then all of a sudden...
Your example goes platinum.
Everyone has dollar signs in their eyes.
Ringtone for your podcast.
Ludacris hearing it. What the fuck?
This is exactly what I've always wanted to do. This is the best sense of humor rap I've ever heard.
I love that in the music store, you would still go to a Sam Goody and it would be like gangster, sense of humor, like all the different guys.
Christian.
Yeah.
Do you have a bit, Kara, that you are embarrassed, like in any kind of a rap situation from your act all throughout your career that you're really embarrassed of now? Like if we saw tape of it.
A Kara Connor
bit you had, or a one where you do reggae currently do.
Yeah, mine was, I used to recite a Shakespeare sonnet, but in a cheerleader's voice, so it wasn't actually written comedy, it was just like recitation for credit. You know, those kinds of bits where when you start out and you think it's good, and then later on you're like, oh, I want to kill myself over that.
Yeah, okay, I'm trying to think, like,
you're like, I've always been pretty solid.
I've always been like really good at comedy. So,
right, no.
I think at the beginning when I was doing stand up, I was just like telling long bit like stories yes. or whatever. And so I had one about the like drug dealing hot dog vendor at my college.
Yeah.
Like he would actually deal birth control pills as well. And I think I would like do his voice, and I don't think I was supposed to be doing that. Like I think that I would be embarrassed if you guys all heard me doing Leon's voice.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, right.
I don't think it was great. I obviously thought he was one of the most, you know, brilliant characters from my college days.
Sure.
But
I am just trying to celebrate it.
Yeah, I really was.
I'm amazed when a comic gets away with doing an accent, like a race-based accent,
yeah.
and it doesn't affect me. There is a way to do it. And it, I think that the main thing is you don't look like, you can't be like a white, blue-eyed dude.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or a woman.
Yeah. Or a woman.
Because yeah. it's funny.
I was calling you a dude. When I say dudes.
But 10 years ago, everyone's tastes were set very differently. And it's a new thing with people. Basically, I think people of color coming up and going, yeah, just don't do that anymore.
Right.
Like, we've had to put up with this shit long enough. Don't do it anymore. And people going, yeah, okay, we get it. You don't like it and we won't do it.
Yeah.
Until you're at the Ice House, a place that for some reason books me. And the audience is all types of folks, and they expect race-based comedy, and I don't have any.
Yeah,
I have one joke about redheads that I apologize about. I have no, and I don't do well there. And then the next person's like, you know how this group is, mm-hmm. and then they fucking.
Has anyone seen the television show Whiskey Cavalier?
Oh my God.
Is that real?
Has anyone seen 90 million ads for it? Yes. I have never seen a show so promoted.
What?
Like, I think because the Oscars were on the channel that it's on.
Weird.
It is literally.
Who is Scott Foley and also who is Lauren Cohen?
Well, that's my question. I have all the answers for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Scott Foley is from Felicity.
Okay.
Which I guess we're still giving guys a chance.
Yes. That's the power of Carrie Russell's
exactly.
hair.
Exactly. And then she is apparently famous from Walking Dead, which I don't watch, but that's like apparently
her claim
to fame. So she's a big character on Walking Dead.
Yeah, yeah, she is.
So this is like this. She's CIA, he's FBI,
mm-hmm.
and they have to work together, you guys.
Loving it. I am loving it.
Oh, I love the subtle differences between
yes.
CIA and FBI protocol
you
in the
know,
comedy.
The age-olds, they're basically Montagues and Capulets of the federal government.
Yeah, one has state jurisdiction during murders. Others, oh, it's just like sheriff and police comedy.
Imagine.
I love the subtle differences.
Imagine the Blazers.
Whiskey Cavalier, though, that's just a couple words I don't want to even hear on their own.
And like they're trying to do like funny commercials. Like there's a commercial that she does that's supposed to look like a tampon commercial, but like the tampon's a bomb. And so she's like, I need something that looks small and discreet. And then throws it and it's like a bomb.
Oh.
And they're just really laying it on so thick. And I guess there's supposed to be sexual tension between them and a whole will they, won't they. And I'm just the fact that it's called Whiskey Cavalier.
Yeah.
I have been complaining about it for days.
Oh, that's great. I'm so glad we saw a billboard of it.
I feel like there's, now that we're talking about it and I'm hearing the name, that I've heard the name and it's someone famous producing it. Like, say it's a... Is it a, it's a Scott Wolf, Scott Wolf.
Dick Wolf?
Yeah. Or it's someone in that vein of like someone famous.
But that billboard screamed of a, you know, from the people that brought you Hawaii Five-O's current unwatched television show.
Yes.
That's in its 12th year.
Yeah.
That is why.
They don't have to be good to last.
Yeah.
That's the magic of Hollywood.
it's amazing when you hear the stat, like how long Bones has been on without no one's ever watched it, or like you know, the highest paid actors, Mark Harmon, what, from the Coors commercials?
Yes.
It's like, no, he's on 17 CSNCIs that you've never watched.
There was just a scandal CSNCI. With Bones I heard about.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Right? Like something going on with like their residuals or their
contract. Show makes so much money, and Fox was keeping a bunch of the money and not reporting the actual earnings, so they were ripping off the EP and the stars because that was all percentages. Oh shit. So they basically were hiding the percentages and not paying their people their full amount.
Yikes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bones.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
And it's like $170 million that they have to pay out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was just reading that article the other day.
Yikes.
Yeah. But I have it. I'm not nervous about Fox.
No, I think Fox is doing good.
They've got it.
They're doing really
Paid
good.
Paid back the money you owe. What a bunch of dicks.
Yeah. Am I making this up that when Fox first came out, all it was news and The Simpsons? Like, yeah. Right-wing news and just The Simpsons. Wasn't that the first thing?
And Married with Children.
And Married with Children. Yeah. Oh, wow.
It was a little janky at first. Like, it seemed like the 14-year-old boys station.
Right.
And then they developed it out from there, like, when it eventually got to the 24 level. But at first, yeah, it was.
That's the age you want to be. 14 to 24. There's other network, like True TV is like, let's go for 40.
Yeah. Poor True TV.
Yeah, they're trying. They got some. I really want to watch it. Do you guys, I love Amy Sedaris. Every time I see even a clip of her,
I like, well, always
she's the best. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anyone that doesn't think she's the best?
I feel like no.
No,
I don't know why I'm asking.
No, but maybe controversial, but I did watch the show a couple times and was like, I'm having a hard time getting into it. And I think that might be because I'm such a super fan of Strangers with Candy.
Right, right.
That I'm just like,
why is she talking all normal?
I'm like, she's talking so normal. I really want Jerry Blank back. But I think the show is like super cute and fun. It's just, it wasn't what I was expecting. I'll say that.
Yeah. It's
just to stir the pot and get the podcast.
I love it.
Ooh, there's contention.
Like, let's just advocate.
I like everything about it. Front seat. I'm in the front seat. But yeah, it is like a mock cooking show, like a, right?
Yeah.
Is that
like
what it is?
Crafting.
I'm going to go ahead and
yeah,
admit
crafting,
I've never watched
DIY.
It.
Yeah, crafting, DIY. She has lifestyle.
She has like very funny people on. Like she'll have John Early and like
Cola Scola,
who's like a magical comedian.
The best.
And there's a lot of police activity today.
Yeah, what's going
people
on?
People are getting turnt on Sunday.
Is it just because it's the Sabbath?
Oh, it's at, you know what it is?
Yeah, you don't have to.
Don't worry about it,
yeah,
sir.
Your whole life, people have done things for you. You might as well drive that way.
I was going to say it's Ash Sunday, but that's incorrect. That's incorrect. It's Ash Wednesday. So it's like Palm Sunday.
Oh, today's Palm Sunday.
Okay. I think so.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we're out.
I think we have to go get some fresh fish and get inside.
I can't believe there isn't charcoal on my forehead. I grew up not knowing anything.
I'm Jewish. And I'm looking to both of you, but luckily you're not judging me because you don't know either.
I went once and it was just a lot of painful kneeling and I was like a kid and I'm like, this is bad on my knees.
I was talking to somebody yesterday at a party who was like, my niece is getting christened, but like, I don't think I can go into the Catholic Church anymore.
Because
like, because
creeps.
Of everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe I can use that as an excuse to not go to any more Catholic mass weddings.
Yeah.
I'll just be like, meet you at the reception.
Yeah. I don't believe your practices.
I just can't. It's like a...
That's good.
Not to bring the Catholic child abuse scandal into the podcast.
Why not?
Was that not one of the talking points you guys said?
We peaked with, I've mentioned 10 times bags of dead cats. Just it always comes up for me. So
we're not afraid to go there.
Exactly. That's the point. And when I say cats, I meant kittens, even worse. Mm. But the news lately has been something I haven't been paying attention to. I feel like I should be watching this Cohen stuff and But there is a bishop or what, a Catholic. There was
a bitchin',
like he was the coolest. He surfs and everything, but it's only to get close to the kids, apparently.
Yeah.
He was, there was a new guy, right?
Yes, there's always a new guy. They always, instead of prosecuting him, they just move them around. It's super creepy.
Right.
It's the reason my mom stopped. She stopped going to church when I was in high school, maybe a little bit after high school. One of the first, the spotlight Catholic scandal broke, and my mom was like, I'm not doing this anymore. And we were like, every Sunday, my dad still goes to church every Sunday, but my mom was like,
by himself.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
He doesn't. He also tells me when I'm going through a particularly difficult or punk rock times in my life, he's always like, saying to my sister, like, my sister will be like, Dad, you're up so early this morning. And he's like, I went to church to pray for your sister.
Oh, that's great.
That's been spoken in our house many, many a
time. That's amazing that he says that to your sister.
Oh, yeah, he'll let her know.
His prayers have worked out, though. You seem to be doing great.
You know what? Thank you. I'm going to send him a nice card. He is proof that thanks no matter what, Catholicism still works.
Yeah, thanks for all the prayers, Dad.
Dad?
I have health insurance.
That's amazing. Security. Yeah. In an insecure world, all because of your connection to the Lord.
That's such a loaded suit. Does your sister feel like, well, why aren't you praying for me? Or does she just then know she's the favorite?
She's always been. Yeah, exactly. She's definitely always been the favorite, and she's definitely jealous of all my prayers. It's not just my dad. Everybody prays for
That's
me.
Just good parenting, though. You want to keep...
Like you have, that's you like, like a faction of your fan base.
That's right.
The prayer people.
The people that are doing the rosary in my name. Just keeping me alive one more day. Thanks, guys.
Now let's talk about this baby in your body.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The baby body.
What kind is it?
What flavor? We are not finding out.
Yeah, don't
We're doing
do
a grab bag.
Right.
We're going to just wait until it's like... We're just going to wait till it's like 5 and it's just going to tell us.
Yeah.
It'll reveal its gender.
It will reveal itself to us.
I love it. Here's my name. Here's my social security information. You might need this.
Here's my pronouns. Yeah.
This is my phone number.
We're basically just not finding out.
Yeah. I think that makes the most sense.
Yeah, we're just doing a little surprise. I don't really feel like I would have done a pink bedroom or something if it was a girl, or it's like a skateboard bedroom if it was a boy or whatever.
Right, exactly.
So,
yeah, and it might just be a boy that's cast to learn to love pink like me. We saw Angeline earlier.
Oh, you did?
In her car. She was right behind us.
You know, I've seen her a bunch of times, and it's always such a fun sighting.
It really is the best.
Look at that. Got a great pick.
She was just right behind us. It couldn't have been more... fateful, more magical.
I was just talking to someone the other day about her, because I was asking, I was like, how does she afford the billboard that like is always up?
Sugar daddy.
Yeah, and someone said her husband like owns a billboard company or something, or whoever it is. But that sounds also like someone made it up.
There's a documentary about her, and because she's been doing it since the 70s, and it started out with a sugar daddy that was just paying for it. That's what I heard.
Okay.
But they said her current, that would be amazing if she married the guy that like
does
the picture was going up on his family's billboards.
Yeah. And then someone was saying that in all of her interviews, like she avoids all questions like about her past. Like if you're ever like, when did you come to LA or how old are you or like anything?
Oh, especially how old
are you? Well, of course. I mean, I don't know if anyone's dumb enough to ask that, but like anything that would like even allude to that, like, you know, who were the big influences when you moved to LA? Cause you can kind of figure out.
She's like Bach, Beethoven. Yeah.
The tar pits. I mean, like, yeah. So I just think it's so funny that she apparently is super evasive in all interviews and just will be like, let's talk about my new project, or let's talk about what does she do?
Nothing. I mean, her new project would be another billboard.
Right. Really,
music video?
Really is.
No, she doesn't sing. She doesn't act.
Does she have a catchphrase even?
It's
like boop, boop, she booped.
Her catchphrase is look up, there's my billboard.
Yeah.
Wow. I guess you don't ask a lot of questions of someone that leisurely wears a veil. It's like...
And also, I saw her at that store on Laurel Canyon that's like mid-Laurel Canyon, that, you know, that store on the right-hand side.
Yeah, like a market.
Yeah. And we were both in there. She was in line in front of me, and she wouldn't look up at the cashier, and she was turning her face away from me, like toward the door.
Wannabe. There's a wannabe.
Yeah, I used to see a lot of those.
Trans Am. Because she had a lot of course, wrinkles around her mouth and like out here in the face, and it looked kind of like crepe paper.
Yeah.
Like, it was really delicate skin. So I think she has that like too much surgery skin.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The old.
I just like. Yeah. How, I mean, God bless her to still be pulling a sugar daddy, and she's got to be 60 something, right?
Oh, I think she's older than that.
70?
Yeah. I think so,
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh.
Because she's honestly been doing it since the 70s.
Right.
And so that would be
right
50 years almost?
Oh, my God.
We were in a thrift store, and there was a box to sign up for a day with Angeline, and my ex-girlfriend Madison put her name in there and won. And
no.
Was picked up by her and drove around with her throughout the day.
So I was just wondering how she makes her money, and there we go. It's just all silent auctions.
Yeah. I think that there was, she did have to pay, fill her up with gas or something.
Okay.
That's, but it was nothing but kind
which is
of
so funny because I was just thinking
was so
how almost everybody I know that sees her at a gas station. I'm like, she must be constantly just gassing up because she's
and
always driving around.
Yeah. What does she do? She drives. She's actually has she's more in common than Ryan Gosling.
She is.
Than anyone.
She's just now a living billboard. She'll bring it to you.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to watch this doc about her. She really fascinates me. She's like one of the, I mean, you just, I've only lived here a few years and she's one of the first people you hear about.
Yeah. Look up, you can, if you Google her early billboards, you see what she used to look like before any plastic surgery. She just looked like any other kind of Farrah Fawcett type actress.
Yeah. Like a Morgan Fairchild.
Yes, exactly. That's her exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And now, but up close, you said she looks like Dusty.
Well, yeah, because you can't, I'm sorry. Life will change your face.
That's, sure.
Especially if you're driving your ass around Los Angeles in a convertible. I mean, you're going to pull down that, all of that.
Oh my gosh.
All of that. What is it that they always talk about?
Collagen.
The precious collagen.
Yeah. No, that's
sucked
gone.
Right out of your face.
No, she needs collagen donors. She's out.
Yeah. She's got none.
Down to her last reserves for sure.
I bet you that Scientology, whatever's happening down there.
Oh, yeah, there's like a parade. It really does look like
whatever it is, it's Scientology. Whatever that is, I don't trust it.
Oh, my God.
I really feel like that woman was going to leap in front of the car and then just decided against it.
And then was like, tomorrow.
Have you guys ever had a traumatic accident or anything on the pod?
I mean,
knock on wood.
No accidents. No, there's been a couple of moments where I thought, well, that was close, but we were in the middle of, it's usually when I was driving. There's a reason Karen drives. She's a much better driver. And I got overwhelmed by talking and steering.
At the same time.
Yeah.
There's a lot of multitasking.
It was tough. Boys aren't as good at it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's girl. But also one time, a guy on a bike, we've talked about this a million times, threatened us with his bike lock. Because Chris jokingly was like, bah, and pretended he was yelling at this guy.
Yeah,
guy immediately was like, bah, like he was going to attack the car with his bike lock.
Yeah, and also in that episode, we saw a fight at a bus stop, and a guy got knocked out.
It must have been Palm Sunday.
It was
Reckon Sis Sunday.
Palm Sunday.
Everyone had an ash crucifix on their forehead, or whatever it is.
Oh, we're passing the Magic Castle. Did you guys know that there's a pilot that is actually going to series this year about a woman getting into the Magic Castle?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think that's the premise of the pilot. Someone just told me about it yesterday.
You know what? Forget ERA or any kind of thing like that passing, because that's enough for me. A girl magician in the Magic
Family
Castle.
Family leave. I'm good.
Forget it.
Got a woman in that. Well, I've been to Magic Castle a couple times, and I have noticed that there's one woman on the picture wall, like of all of the magicians, you know, they all have their headshots up that are magician headshots are, you know, a beast of their own.
Yeah.
And hers is, there's like one old lady that's like weirdly like holding a candle or something, and that's it. And I was like, why are there not more female magicians? Like, ladies are tricky. And I wondered that.
You forgot about Matt and Ruby.
I probably got drunk and forgot about it. And now someone's making that show.
Yeah, you weren't the only one.
Cool.
Go through your mind.
Have you guys ever been to the Magic Castle?
I have not.
I've been three times, and I've lived here for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Wow, I love it
so much.
Are you the magician that's getting a show?
A minute.
I'm sorry, I'm here to plug two things.
Don't forget about that baby.
Oh, guys.
Yeah, you're right. Three.
That's three.
It is baby too. I really need you guys to kickstart my baby. You could head to my website. I have a friend in New York who is a magician/comedian. So when he is there, I can get in with him, and I don't have to pay for the dinner and all that.
Right.
How is the dinner?
Well, I did that the first time I ever went and was like, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's not really worth the money. And
it's
if you don't
kind of expensive.
Yeah, it's expensive, and it's like, steak and potatoes. You know, it's like not really, you know, you can get better food in LA.
Yeah. So, yeah.
The second and third times I went, I tried to go where they just got me in to watch the magic and not eat the dinner, which is great.
Right.
But I would say go once and do the dinner and the whole experience. It's fun.
Yeah.
But I just like love the Magic Castle. And the last time I went, I was a little too high. Like I, at one point I was like, I have to sit down for a second. I think I got too high. And then I'm always a person that when they go, does anyone want to help with the trick? I'm always like, hell yeah. But yes. I literally averted my eyes, kept my hands down, was like, I'm too high for this. And the guy picked me anyway. Like he saw that I didn't want it.
You have the energy.
He saw that I didn't want it and was like, get up here.
Oh, wow.
And so then I'm on stage and I'm very high and I'm revealing this card trick and I'm just looking at my two friends in the audience and they, and when I reveal the card trick, they're like, oh my God. And I was just, I thought I was going to die. I was like, I don't know. I'm not cut out to be a magician.
Too much intensity.
No, it's, I can't imagine that kind of paranoia because I get, magic puts me on edge. I don't, I think I'm not into it. And then when I'm watching it, I'm losing my mind.
Well, because you can't,
yeah.
I feel like as comics, when we watch other comics, you sit there anticipating what the joke's going to be and you get a lot of pride out of being able to know what someone's going to say.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what, how comics do it. But you can't do that with magicians because the whole idea is you're not going to know what I'm about to do.
Right.
Like that's, if you right. do know what a magician's about to do, they suck at magic.
Well, it's weird. There's even professionals that are well known and they do buy trick. They yeah. are purchased. Only so-and-so and so-and-so has this trick, so I'll sell it to you for $400. It's like a hovering table or something. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, some of them are just objects you buy.
Okay.
Which takes a lot of the mystery out of it. If I hear about one trick being a purchasable hover table, I kind of takes me out of it.
It's a little
entirely.
Disappointing. At one time, you know what I just remembered is one time I went to the haunted corn maze, super high, and there was a magician entertaining people in the line, and he, not just a magician, a sword swallower.
Oh,
and
God.
He picked me to pull the sword out of his throat.
Oh, God.
And I was out of my, I was like, I'm going to do this wrong. And I said to the guy, please don't make me do this. And he was like, you're fine. Just pull it up when I like look at you or whatever. And so of course he's like, just don't hesitate. Pull it out of my throat.
Oh my
so
God.
Completely baked out of my head. I had to remove the sword from this
you
guy's
throat.
You
had to like Sorcerer's Stone,
yes.
like fully
oh,
Merlin.
It was horrifying.
Oh my God.
It was horrifying.
Oh my God. That is traumatic.
Sorcerer's Stone, fully Merlin.
It's really making me scared.
Yeah.
Because I just saw Sword Swallower in Vegas and I was really close up to the front and it was like too much. But I worked on the show Magic for Humans.
Mm.
So I worked in a room with a bunch of magicians and they told me a lot of how a bunch of the tricks work.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I kind of forgot. So I'm like, still, magic is still fine with me.
Right.
But they, like...
Oh, some of it is, you know, even if I, if it is a purchased trick that someone buys
yeah.
from a fancy high-end magic store or whatever, there are just sleight-of-hand card tricks that I'm like,
amazing.
I still, you're a witch. I
yeah,
don't understand how the world works.
I love up-close magic.
Yes.
That's the best.
It is the best at the Magic Castle, too. It seems, it seems like you're watching, and especially given where you're at, it's such a classic form of entertainment. And but I've been turned away twice because of not having the right pants.
I went in there in like a leather jacket that is truly the nicest thing that I own,
right.
and they made me take it off.
Yeah.
They were like, no moto jackets. I was like, there's no grease on it.
Yeah,
I didn't
exactly.
just come from fixing my bike.
I went with beautiful pants once. Beautiful pants.
Gorgeous pants.
It was really beautiful.
Extravagant pants.
Cashmere sweatpants.
And this kid had pleated front Dockers with a powdery stain up front, and
ew.
He was saying, yeah, gotta have pants like mine. And I'm like, you mean 90s pants?
You mean nerd pants?
And they gave me a jacket and a tie. They had like, they have jackets and ties
yeah.
if you mess up there, but they do not have pants.
I think all that, because I've heard years and years, I've heard all about the dress code,
mm-hmm.
and I just think it's power moves by dorky magicians.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just power moves of like,
yeah.
you don't qualify, you
totally.
Don't fit in. For years, they have been these pained nerds that have, you know, worn capes to school and gotten the shit beaten out of them. So they're finally, they're like, no, you don't belong.
Yeah. You totally.
Oh, look, Whiskey
Cavalier. I'm telling you guys, Whiskey Cavalier will haunt you now until the day it gets canceled, which is probably in 2 weeks.
Oh.
Like, it is so, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. Now I have to watch it.
What does it mean? It's just like when you're drunk, you're kind of confident?
Like, no, I think it might be like their code name for their mission or something. I'm literally guessing.
No, it has to be.
You know what I mean? Like Whiskey Tango Foxtrot type
of
thing. Like,
of course.
I think it's,
it has to
but
be.
It's Alpha. Alpha, Bravo.
Bravo, Charlie.
Charlie.
You're right, so it's not Cavalier.
Come on.
Oh.
What the hell?
So maybe they were just like, what's the name that sounds most like an Axe body spray flavor? Like, I don't understand. The name is so dumb. I hate it.
It's flavor. Like, two sprays in your mouth and then two under your armpits.
Axe is a minute away from making a breath spray.
It's time. Someone was just talking about Banaka breath spray on Twitter, and it was making me laugh really hard. Is it time to bring it back?
Oh, that's
great.
That was such a sitcom trope. Was like, do you have any Banaka?
Yeah.
Like, hold on, a little bit of Banaka before the big kiss.
The old guy from Tootsie, like, getting ready to kiss Dustin Hoffman.
Yes, the old doctor.
That scared me as a kid.
An old guy
like that doesn't try and kiss me one day.
The creepiest, like, the best example of sexual harassment is that guy.
Yeah.
Like, it's not cute, like, 9 to 5.
It's
usually very upsetting.
I thought, because I watched Tootsie recently, and I thought there would be that seems like a movie that you can't revisit. It would be, it's just...
There's so many problems.
Yeah, but it's good.
Yeah.
It's just good.
Because he isn't doing it exploitively. He's, like, really, as an actor, into the character and into the person
that he's
playing. So he's playing her... like a truly empowered woman,
like mm-hmm. Jack Black did in Jumanji.
he really did. Did you see Jumanji?
I didn't.
I swear to God, if you have like free time,
you wouldn't be high, probably. You're nine months pregnant. I've cut way back on my. No, I'm just cut it all the way out.
Cool.
It's so good. We'll talk about it 2 episodes in a row.
The second I give birth, I'm like, give me my pen and give me a copy of Jumanji on Blu-ray.
It is, they don't approach it the way you think. It's not a remake.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this really interesting, like, modern day
version. I things about it.
It's really great. Good.
That's funny.
Also, Paddington 2.
Paddington. Both Paddingtons,
but Paddington 2 is...
Paddington 2 was a marvel.
A game changer.
I gotta watch it. I was just gonna watch it on a plane and was absolutely delighted.
Did you cry?
Oh, yeah. I cry on planes. I cry at anything.
So I cry when the plane is taking off. I'm not kidding. It is the weirdest fucking thing.
Are you like, this is such a marvel of a modern technology.
I'm a bird. That's why I usually ask to get a window seat so I can turn away.
Just have your private moment.
Yes, because there's something I always get very like, I think deep down I'm going, make right with God in case this is the last plane ride you ever take.
You're accepting all your dad's prayers.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just like,
every time before a flight, don't you usually do... If this plane goes down, do your tweets.
I started doing it, and then I realized it's very dark, but I would just tweet as I sat in my seat waiting to take off.
If this plane
goes down, please remember me as one who, above all else...
Oh, I've seen those.
And then I just say random shit that I tried to think of.
Many of your plane down.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah.
Well, Chris made me say it. I didn't want
to. Yes. Do one of your songs.
Tell me a joke.
Oh my God.
There's a show called Whiskey Cavalier.
Axe body spray.
That's the whole joke.
I will cry. Yes, I cried on the plane to Paddington. I recently cried on the plane to RBG and Whitney.
Oh, yes.
And one time I cried at a still photo of a Make-A-Wish child in the magazine. I just was like, the child looks so sad. And like, the plane is for some reason, it's like all bets are off. I just am completely a cry basket.
Now, would it make you feel better to know that Make-A-Wish child was goth and that their wish was to be sad? And so actually it was getting exactly what it wanted.
Yes.
He ordered. The last time I was on a plane and cried really hard was watching the Mr. Rogers documentary.
I have on my DVR, and I need to emotionally prepare myself because I know I'm going to cry through the whole thing.
I was crying so hard I had to turn it off because I was embarrassed because the man next to me was becoming concerned. Because I was doing that kind of like pretending. I just kept touching my cheeks like, oh, what's this brushing against my cheek? And then after a while using up all my cocktail napkins and then trying to hold back noises. And then I'm like, what am I doing? Like, you can't just sit here and sob next to a person.
That was me at the movie Eighth Grade.
Oh, yeah.
In the theater, I used a whole pack of tissues. My husband was like, do we need to go? Like, I was from start to finish crying the whole time.
Wow, you guys are just listening.
I don't know if it's because it's about a girl or something. Like, because Jared was like, he loved it and he cried a little bit, but he did. I was just like, this is my experience. Seventh grade, even for me, seventh grade, but around the same time, I was like, was the worst time of my life.
It's the worst.
You know, and I was just like so emotional during that movie.
Did Dave O'Burnham write that too?
Yeah.
Write and direct it.
Wow.
He got really snubbed, I thought. I think the Oscars are bullshit, but he really did get snubbed.
Well, this year there was a couple exceptions, but for the most part, and I didn't watch, so please take a grain of salt with what I'm about to say, but it just seemed like most of the stuff that won was not what anybody liked or was excited about at all.
And honestly, a lot of stuff that was nominated was like stuff that I could have seen nominated in 96.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like that's what Green Book and Bohemian Rhapsody, I was like, yeah, I could have seen a long time ago the Oscars being super into this, and I can't believe we're back at it.
Bohemian Rhapsody is the biggest surprise to me because I watched it early. It got the screener and was excited to have like that movie in hand. Mm-hmm. And then watching it at home, I was like, maybe I should have watched it in a theater because something isn't translating.
Yeah, the concert, because there's I haven't watched it, but there's a lot of live Queen performance. Like, they just show entire performances, right?
Yes.
Right. Isn't half the movie like, just a concert?
And that part is live really good. At the end. Yes. Those parts I like.
Yeah.
But then there's conversations where, and there's this clip keeps getting sent around on social media, that they won for best editing, and they show the scene where they're editing like like literally every 2 seconds it's a cut. And it is the weirdest thing once it's pointed out that you've ever seen
that they won for editing. It's wild
because the editing is like nauseatingly like you get seasick,
and that's like not a thing people notice that much, but then you point it out and you're like, yeah, that is bad editing. I also thought the teeth were a lot.
Yes.
I remember, like, when I think of Freddie Mercury, I'm like, his teeth are, like, yeah, okay. Maybe, like, Invisalign could have been a thing considered.
Sure. But he was worried it would change his voice.
It
would have,
They thought that? Is that why?
It would have. Because that's how he got, he had so much room. It was like,
He says it in the movie. He's like, because my teeth are big, I have extra space for,
His teeth were acting like an extra diaphragm.
Yeah. I don't understand the physics of that, but I'm going to agree with you.
Disagree.
I just thought that they could have made Rami Malek's a little bit less. They were like chiclets. Like, they were so crazy.
Jerry Lewis racist teeth.
Yeah.
It was. But also, he always has that weird glimmer in his eye. So it looked like he thought his teeth were funny. Like, where Freddie Mercury just had teeth, and he kept his mouth in a way that, like, yeah, this is just kind of what I was dealt in life.
Yeah.
And he looked normal. But like Rami Malek was like, I'm about to say something and get ready for these teeth. Like, I always look like a presentation.
My teeth.
Not good.
Really.
So congratulations to all the winners.
Yes, yes.
Did you go to an Oscar party?
No. I watched it on my couch with my husband and one other couple.
Yeah.
They printed out ballots. I won.
Nice.
I don't want to brag. Yes. But because I never vote with my heart. I vote with my head. I'm like, I know this is the best thing,
but this
is the garbage thing they're going to
pick. Right, right, right.
Yeah, and that's why I... And then for the half the categories that you don't know, I vote on the thing I heard about on NPR for 2 seconds.
Right,
I'm usually right. I'm like, I think I've heard about Free Solo. That's going to win. And then it does.
Free Solo.
Did you watch it?
I didn't watch that movie, but I have seen I was going to say Remy Malek again. Alex Honnold, who is that climber. I saw him on PBS, like, with my dad and sister. Holy shit.
Yeah, these potholes, I'm telling you.
That thing was humongous.
It's the cold and the heat and the collapsing and shrinking. It's expanding.
Anyway, I saw him. They did a special on him climbing Half Dome with his fucking fingertips.
Oh, my God.
So when that movie came out, I was like, I have to go see it. But I kept putting it off because I knew I would cry. Like, yeah. Mr. Rogers style, I knew I would lose my mind.
Well, honestly, that just the clip they showed when they announced it at the Oscars, I gasped out loud. Yes. I went, oh, like, just showing him doing it, I was like, and I'm not even, like, afraid of heights, but it's terrifying
it's
what he does.
Crazy. Like,
and I was thinking that because it won, it'll probably be out in the theaters a little longer, because that is one I think that would be a great, you gotta see it in the theaters type of.
Yes. Wait, so you haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it.
Well, if you don't have that baby, let's go see it. Yeah. I'm serious.
I want to see it. Let's go.
Okay, cool. Because I have a lot of free time.
Karen, don't be shocked when I follow up about
okay,
this.
Okay, good. I'm really excited.
I really took it like, if you decide not to have that baby, and I saw, I shouldn't have even repeated that.
If you
end up changing your mind about that baby, let's
have movie dates. You know what's crazy? It's like, I am very, very, like, sort of passionate about this whole late-term abortion thing, and I keep retweeting stuff about it, and I'm like, I don't want anyone to think that I'm doing that.
Okay.
But
I feel better about
that. But I think that this is a right that women should have.
Yes. And,
like,
fuck them.
Sometimes it's like if I present it without comment on, like, Facebook or Twitter, it's like, yikes, Sarah, too dark.
I'm going through with it. You can't keep me, and I'm going to announce it on Facebook before I do it. My mom was a nurse, and when she was 9 months pregnant, and I can't remember if she told me the story, if it was with my sister or with me, she brought a friend to an abortion doctor, like went so that she wouldn't have to go alone.
Oh, right.
And when they opened the front door, my mom was walking in first, but she had a full, and the nurse at the top of the stairs was like, do not even come up here. No, we are not doing that or whatever. My mom's like, relax, easy, it's not me.
Oh, wow.
I'm into follow through. My friend is not, where it's like, yikes.
We're on different paths. Yeah, and she's in no way this pregnant.
It's, I really like to play with how uncomfortable people are with it. Like, I was at a party last night, and I kept going out onto the balcony because I was overheating, and I was like, I'm just having a cigarette. Everybody calm down. Like, everybody's so, like, I had a baby shower, and I had a glass of wine, and I just was like, I'm just having this to see who's going to give me dirty looks.
Yes.
Like, I just want to see who my friends are that I don't want to be friends with anymore.
I'm just trying to lower this birth weight.
Yes. It has to go out of you.
I should control how painful it's going to be. I was once, I did a show somewhere in Minneapolis, and the woman that owned the bar was not at all happy with what I said on stage. She said I was disrespectful. I don't know where it was coming from. The audience was not listening, and I talked about it or got reprimanded, a heckler. But she was, are you the woman that was drinking the beers? And then she didn't respond because she's like,
At bars they're not allowed to turn down pregnant women for alcohol because it's discrimination?
Especially if you own the bar. Yeah. But
that's why you'd buy a bar.
Wow, wow.
I bought a bar so no one would fucking give me any shit.
It's probably one of those old rules, like you're also supposed to pull out your gun so they can put it in a safe.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there's still...
an old blue law.
Yeah.
Connecticut has blue laws. No alcohol on Sundays and no alcohol after 8.
And if you go to jail for a certain amount of time, you can request a horse.
And you can marry that horse.
Yes, there's all these Montana laws and a lot of horse marriages.
Oh my God, there's a guy I just saw this morning on social media. A guy got arrested outside of Portland, I believe, for having sex with a horse. And you have to look up the picture.
Oh, I don't want to see the picture.
It is so crazy what this guy looks like. His neck is so long it looks like a cartoon.
Because of the horse dick stretched him out? Was it already long? No.
It's hard to say.
I'm sorry, when was the photo
taken? Was the picture of him like getting taken off in handcuffs?
The picture is his mugshot.
Oh, okay. I thought it was of the act.
Oh, no, they didn't catch him in the act, thank God.
This is the scariest busiest freeway.
I know, isn't it awful?
Such
we're almost
a
off it.
1920s autobahn.
I know. Yes. Thank you guys for risking your lives.
Historic Route 666. It's so scary.
Well, the crazy thing about the 110, yeah, everyone goes fast. It's now a three-lane highway. But to merge onto it, you merge from a stop sign.
Yes.
Which is insanity.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. You have to move from 0 to like 60 or someone will kill you.
Yeah,
like,
which is,
it's crazy.
It's normal in Texas, but if you're not used to it here.
In LA, no. Not normal at all. You said
this next one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Great.
And I'm right off of it.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, we just moved here, so I'm just getting used to all this highway driving because I was living in West Hollywood where I like was never on the highway,
right?
You know?
Yeah.
And now here I am.
And
on
this
the
is
Audubon.
Like quite the training.
Yes.
So we'll get off now and everything will be okay. But look, you have the best ravine.
Oh, it's really
so nice.
The ravines around here.
Oh.
The standing water that we have in Highland Park. You can't beat
it. It's not even stagnant. it's fresh.
Fresh standing water.
Even the puddles. You could swim and you can drink from the puddles. I like this area, though. This is
It's cute. Highland Park.
Yeah.
We moved here because we are having this little new roommate. We needed more space, and we lived on Crescent Heights in West Hollywood, which is like a thoroughfare down from Laurel Canyon.
It's not a baby corner.
Doing donuts at 3 a.m. and drunk people, and we just needed to.
It's such a nice apartment, though.
I loved
that apartment. It was very mid-century.
Yeah. Well, our new place is cute. It's just, did you guys ever move into a place that like has no storage space? Like there's no closet. There's like a closet in the whole fucking place.
Oh no.
We have nowhere to put anything. I've been doing a lot of Craigslist selling.
I'm last minute looking for a
right
place.
Here on the corner.
I was going to move somewhere and it fell through. And so suddenly I need to find a place. And I had no idea that I was so concerned about storage or excited about it when I see it. Three closets. Like, who have I become?
Ooh, awesome.
I like it.
It's, our little
it's shaped interestingly.
Guys, I needed a ride and you gave me one.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
A promise to you.
And my promise to Karen was how great you were going to be, and you pulled through.
You guys, thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
When's your album drop
Friday.
Drop your baby.
No, my album's out Friday on March 8th, and it's called Undefeated. You can pre-order it now on iTunes. Help me get onto those iTunes charts for 4 days until Jim Gaffigan's album retakes it. You guys, come on.
Kara is one of the best stand-up comics around. Aww. Please get her album. You will love it.
Yes.
Thank you guys.
For sure.
Also, you guys are great.
Thank you.
Say hi to Jared for us.
I will. Karen, let's go see Free Solo.
100%. We got
to
do it.
I have a lot of movies I need to
guys,
see.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye, friend. Good
bye.
To see you.
You too.
Waddle out of here.
What do you have anything coming up?
Bye.
Bye. Do you have any plugs? I don't really.
I don't.
So I shouldn't
think
ask
I
when I don't.
I'm doing Brian Cook's show, Guilty Treasure.
Where you have to learn a song?
Yep.
When's your rehearsal?
Tonight.
Oh boy, that's when I learned Red, Red Wine.
I'm doing a hit by Sheryl Crow that I highly look forward to. So that's
Black Cat Liquors on a Saturday night. Right? Something like that.
Black Cat Liquors on a Saturday night?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's when you go to
Las
candy.
Vegas.
Eat candy on the weekends.
That'll be
that's
fun.
This week. I can't remember what it is though. It's not Monday. I think it's Wednesday night at the Virgil at 8 o'clock.
And
Los Angeles.
Boulder on Sunday.
Boulder, Colorado.
Yes.
Chris is going to the Rockies to bring comedy to the cold people of the Rockies.
It's the most deserving of mountain ranges.
they deserve your comedy and Coors Light.
And I think that'll wrap it up, right?
Let's wrap it down.
I like to end it all soft. You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride?
D-Y-N-A-R.
This has been an Exactly Right production.
Produced by Casey O'Brien.
Mixed by John Bradley.
Artwork by Chris Fairbanks.
Theme song by Karen Kilgariff.
Follow the show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Dynar Podcast. That's D-Y-N-A-R Podcast.
For more information, go to exactlyrightmedia.com.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Follow Do You Need a Ride on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you like to listen so you never miss an episode.
If you like what you hear, rate and review the show.
And visit the exactlyrightstore.com to purchase Do You Need a Ride merch.